ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More than a million customers without power and at least two people are dead in severe storms tearing through the eastern U.S.
Nearly 200 damaging storm reports so far. And we even had a confirmed tornado in northeastern parts of Pennsylvania. So, and more warnings ongoing across parts of upstate New York where there is a tornado watch that pushes down across Pennsylvania and Jersey and across D.C. and all the way down into North Carolina.
ABC's Rob Marciano, nine states are at risk of severe weather overnight. Lawyers for former President Trump pushing back on a government effort to block the public release of evidence and witnesses in the election-related conspiracy case against him. Trump's lawyers say the judge should accept a narrower path that only limits what would be considered sensitive material, like grand jury information. An NTSB team is on the scene of a firefighting helicopter crash in Riverside County that killed three people. The helicopter went down after colliding with another chopper, which was able to land safely. This is ABC News. The mayor of Montgomery, Alabama, applauding the efforts of police and bystanders to protect a crew member at the Riverfront Park after he was allegedly attacked by a group of boaters while doing his job.
He was trying to make room for a riverboat that was on the way in. That's when a shirtless man came to confront the dock worker, and then his friends came out. In seconds, there were several people outnumbering him. But all of a sudden, black eyewitnesses who were watching decided it was time to help the man who was being beaten, running, even swimming up to the scene. Police came in minutes and, according to Montgomery's mayor, detained several reckless individuals for attacking a man who was doing his job.
ABC's Steve Osunsami. Simon & Schuster has been sold to the private equity firm KKR months after a federal judge blocked its purchase by rival publisher Penguin Random House over concerns about a lack of competition in the book market. KKR will buy Simon & Schuster for $1.62 billion. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Unrelentlessly positive.
Innovative.
Innovative?
Innovative. Whatever.
It indicates. Indicative?
Hey, can we focus?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello!
So when it comes to moving forward, when you live in a state as partisan as ours, or a country as partisan as ours, is it an eye for an eye or turn the other cheek? 844-967-2789. And I am excited to hear your thoughts on this, because boy, did I miss some drama while I was out of the state.
There were things
that happened. So I'm back. We are live. Thank you for anyone who missed the memo and still listened on Thursday and Friday.
Appreciate
that. But I am back. I survived being sober and pregnant in Vegas. TBD if my husband survived not being sober and pregnant in Vegas. But, you know, while I was there, I spent a fair amount of time scrolling through my phone while other people were drinking and gambling. And I was like, I don't do either of those things right now.
Right.
And the drama unfolding and the Republican meltdowns I was seeing, the cry about it harder, the Democrat memes I was seeing, of everything that happened in the aftermath of Justice Janet Protasiewicz being sworn in Tuesday night, and a lot happened since then. And I want to get into it. I want to piece together what I can from the timeline of everything that happened. Jane's going to help me since she was here following all of it. But what I was also left with, and this both goes for Wisconsin, certainly, but also the country, of the cycle of whataboutism, you know, having the receipts of bad behavior in the past from the other side that then justifies, well, you did this in the past and we can do this now, and lowering the bar of standards for different institutions and procedures. And if it's, you know, if it's legal, we can do it. This is politics.
It might not be right, but we can do it.
Yeah. And I'm not saying the timeline we're going to go through from the liberal justices and what they've done in less than a week. I'm not saying that they shouldn't have done it. I'm not saying it's not in their right to do it. But how it's being painted is certainly as political revenge or overstepping.
And retaliatory.
Retaliatory, unprecedented, all these different, you know, dramatic words. And certainly if, you know, say we do get new maps, which that lawsuit was filed, which we'll talk about in a second.
Right away.
And somehow Democrats got the majority again. How much of that would be called retaliatory? How much of that is, you know, bridge making in the attempt to move forward versus we finally got the majority back? And so I guess I'm just interested from you listening to use Christian metaphors. Is it an eye for an eye? An Old Testament, whoever has the power has the power. Or in the attempt to try to get back to more normalcy and
bipartisanship,
compromise, is it turn the other cheek? 844-967-2789. Jane, do you have, I don't know how you would answer this.
Yeah, I'm not sure about this either. I mean, I think back to Todd Alba, who has the wonderful Todd Alba Show from 1 to 3 here on the Civic Media Network. He was a Republican for 30 years, and then it came down to this closed-door meeting where they were gleeful, his fellow Republicans, about disenfranchising voters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what finally prompted him to leave the Republican Party. And I don't want to be that. I don't want to be, well, we can do it to you now.
You don't want to be the party that then somehow finds a way to disenfranchise Republican voters.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole idea of actually having maps that are fair. And I do believe that Wisconsinites, in their heart of hearts, we don't like cheaters and we want a fair shot.
Mm-hmm.
For both sides. And so I can certainly understand they did that bad behavior when they had all the power. Now it's our turn, but that doesn't make anything better. So, and I'm not saying that the moves that were taken by the liberal justices were completely off the wall. From what I understand, they want to make some meetings public again.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good thing.
So let's get into that, because again, some of this is spin. Some of this is, you know, how can we paint this to make them look bad? And some of this, I think, is so in the weeds that there's a lot of people who have no idea this even really happened, or at least some of the more procedural things that happened. So let's go through. But the question is, and I do want to hear from you, when it comes to political partisanship and moving forward, and doing the things that we all say we want to do, which is bipartisanship, compromise, not everyone, but most of us, getting things done, focusing on the issues that majority of Wisconsinites or Americans are worried about. Is it an eye for an eye or turn the other cheek when the other party gets into power?
Or is there another alternative that we're missing?
That too. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. So I did my best, and I don't even think I had enough time to actually
do everything,
because I got back I got back late Saturday, was getting stuff ready for today, but trying to sift through everything that happened. So this is the best I can do as far as the timeline I've pieced together. So Tuesday night, Janet Protasiewicz gets sworn in. I was still here. It was in, you know, it was in the rotunda.
Right.
Lots of people were there. Fairly undramatic. So then Wednesday, we did a live show, and then I left basically right after our show to get to Vegas. And so by the time I landed in Vegas, I opened my email or I opened my Twitter or whatever, and it was like, all right, the lawsuit is here. The lawsuit challenging the maps filed less than 24 hours after Protasiewicz was sworn in. Let's go. And it was, you know, presented by exactly who we knew it would be, Law Forward, which is a liberal liberal law firm. We're going to have their executive director, Nicole Safar, on the show tomorrow.
Yep.
So we can talk more about the case, the specifics of the case, why just doing the legislature and not doing Congress, because that is part of it. Also, the part that I found super interesting is that if this passes, or basically if they get everything that they've filed, I know I'm not using the right words right now, that all Senate seats would be up for 2024. Did you not realize that?
No.
So basically, and we'll talk about this with Nicole tomorrow, of how legally this would work. But normally, every 2 years, all 99 seats in the Assembly are up, and half of the Senate is up. So, if this passes, all 36 seats would be up in 2024.
Oh, wow.
And so that is a potential for a lot of recruitment for a lot of candidates. So if there was ever a time that you were ever thinking about running, keep your eye on this case, because there could be a lot of seats open next fall.
And actually competitive.
And some.
Some.
Some will probably still be pretty blue or pretty red, but some could be very competitive. So that happens Wednesday, not shockingly. I think Devin Lemahue put out the state majority leader, a Senate majority leader, put out a statement saying, this is too soon, this is, politics, blah, 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 I stand by our maps. But on top of that, and this is where things start to get in the weeds that I don't know if people know as much about. So one day after the swearing in of Janet Protasiewicz, Randy Koshnick, who was the director of the state's court systems, basically started making noise that he was going to get fired. And this is where I started to see the Twitter wars ruminate. So what I know about, so the director of the state courts is the top non-judicial officer of the state court system and has the authority for all overall management of the court system. It's a position that works with the justices, chief justice, and staff. And, it seems like it's a pretty big position.
Pretty big, yeah.
And it's usually appointed. And so the new liberal majority informed him that his services would no longer be needed.
So can I just ask a question quickly? So the conservative majority appointed this person.
I don't even know if it's conservative majority. I think he was appointed by Rogensack as the chief justice.
Okay, and Patience Rogensack is
was
a Republican.
He was conservative, yeah.
Okay. So it's not unheard of that this would happen.
No, it's not unheard of when there is a new administration that there are new appointees. Not that this is necessarily like that better align with that
current
majority,
right,
or that administration, right?
Right.
I mean, we all sat on, how many different appointees did Evers never get approved?
150.
Thank you. Is that the actual number?
I believe it is.
Okay. And
I'm still irritated by that.
And so it was people who, it was within his right to appoint new people, but because that didn't get approved. So, again, this is the whataboutism. This is the tit for tat. But it's not unheard of that when there is a new majority, maybe in the courts it's less common, but certainly in administrations, that if your party loses, you might lose your job.
There are consequences.
So that's the first thing that happens. We have to go to a break, but I'll start to continue to piece together. And feel free to let me know which parts of this I missed, or any good hot take tweets or that I missed through all of this, because it feels like a lot happened. It's a bad week to miss. Bad week to be on vacation, or maybe a great week to be on vacation. But also, just as we are continuing to ask, when it comes to partisan politics, is it an eye for an eye or turn the other cheek in the attempt to move forward? This is As Goes Wisconsin, 844-967-2789.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 55 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the north around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 83 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 58. Temperatures near average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 59.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. I'll take you in order. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jean?
Hi. Thanks for the great show, Matt, as usual. You know, I'll tell you something. Every time I see that guy now, I just get sick to my stomach. And I'm wondering when people are going to wake up, because he's like, you know, the greatest car salesman, used car salesman I've ever seen in my life. And in the way that he lies and he spins things, and it's like, you know, when he's saying that, you know, he needs to change the venue, you know, because he can't get a fair trial, you know, his ridiculous freedom of speech, fair election case, and it's like, this ain't no freedom of speech case, Trump. You tried to overturn an election. You know, it's right. Like he spins it, and it's people who only read that junk like that, you know, that is why the justice system needs to do something physically so the world can see. Because those other people think, well, he's not getting arrested. He must have not violated the law. You know, so that just reinforces these people who are following Trump, that believe in Trump, that are doing these nasty things. So they need to show them that this is serious stuff. The public that still are believing the lies and the con jobs of the new Republican Party. So right. I tell you, Matt, I don't know how you do it every day. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, thank you, Jane. And here, this is really serious because he's threatening the prosecutors. You just don't do that. But he's going to threaten witnesses and jurors, and that can put a knife in the whole criminal justice system. Something's got to be done. I agree with you. It has to be physical. And I think it's come to the point where he has to have his bail revoked and put in custody. And if he wants to campaign, he can do it by Zoom. Bob of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind, Bob?
Well, I'm wondering about some of these deaths related, like Officer Sicknick and the original assault and everything. If you have a felony murder or a murder is a result of a felony, isn't everybody charged with murder in that case? That's what I thought is the way it goes.
Right.
You're the pro. Can we get after that and the spies, the Russian spies and Chinese spies? Maybe they can be tied to documents and tied directly to Trump or something like that.
Right. And I think some of that will come out in these. But here's the thing on felony murder that Bob's referring to. If you had a buddy and he goes, I'm going to rob a 7-Eleven and I want you to sit in the car and just stand by. And then you drive the car away when I come out and you go, okay, but don't hurt the clerk. He says, I won't. Then he goes in and he shoots and kills the clerk. You can be prosecuted for murder, even though you told him not to, just because you're driving the car. The problem with the sad thing about Officer Sicknick, he committed suicide a few days later, and tying that into a murder, it can be done, but it's very attenuated to say the mistreatment he got and the stress caused it. You're on very solid ground, Bob, when you talk about Chinese and Russian spies, because those documents that he had in Mar-a-Lago, that he had carelessly in bathrooms and dressing rooms and closets and all that, were clearly reviewed by Russians, Saudis, Iranians, and Chinese. And there was a station memo that went out to all the CIA stations in that following year saying, we're losing a lot of our informants and spies in these countries, especially China and Russia. They've been smoked out. We don't know why. I know why. Because Trump set them up. That's why. And yes, that is something that I think that they've got to tie him into. So very good call. Thank you. Stephanie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Stephanie?
Well, hey, I have a real concern. You know, somebody with all these comments, these threats, some super Trump loyalist will definitely go after one of the DAs or Jack Smith or whomever and, injure him or murder him. I would like to know where these ads ran and, how and who the hell got those going. I mean, that's just, I'm telling you, my family, half of us are liberals, moderates, and we support, we love Joe Biden. We've got two couples who are big Trump supporters. I love my family, but I'm telling you, it just kills me that I don't know where they stand now. I have not talked with my brother or my sister, or their spouses, but I'm disabled. Trump would be the kind of person that, if you're in power, he would have me put away somewhere or done away with. I mean, just like the Nazis did, not only with Jews but with people with disabilities, all kinds of people. This whole thing just absolutely makes me sick.
Yep.
Keep it up, Matt. I'm learning a lot
Thanks.
From you and your wonderful callers.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Stephanie, let me build on that, because I know people who are for Trump, too. But they're basically they're decent people. They cannot, once you confront them with the fact that those documents that he had in closets and bathrooms were seen by the Chinese and Russians who killed our undercover informants over there, they can't support that. They just can't support that. And they may think Trump should not be prosecuted, but they can't support. The people I know can't possibly support is attacking the judge's wife in New York, the daughter, Jack Smith, and his wife, Fannie Willis, and having his people call her a slave whore and the N-word. At some point, have they any decency? Yes, they may be Republicans. Find someone else, because this guy is vicious. This guy is violent. And if he gets in there, it's going to upend our democracy. We're going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This
summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More than a million customers without power and at least two people are dead in severe storms tearing through the eastern U.S.
Nearly 200 damaging storm reports so far. And we even had a confirmed tornado in northeastern parts of Pennsylvania. So, and more warnings ongoing across parts of upstate New York where there is a tornado watch that pushes down across Pennsylvania and Jersey and across D.C. and all the way down into North Carolina.
ABC's Rob Marciano, 9 states are at risk of severe weather overnight. Lawyers for former President Trump pushing back on a government effort to block the public release of evidence and witnesses in the election-related conspiracy case against him. Trump's lawyers say the judge should accept a narrower path that only limits what would be considered sensitive material, like grand jury information. An NTSB team is on the scene of a firefighting helicopter crash in Riverside County that killed 3 people. The helicopter went down after colliding with another chopper, which was able to land safely. This is ABC News.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bar.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course, let's say logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow.
A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
AM radio provides always on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Governor Evers made a big announcement on Friday, did the right thing. At a bill signing ceremony in New Glarus, he called for the prosecution of the fake electors. I've been talking about this for a long time. He's absolutely right. Here's what he said. He said, Governor Evers said, quote, "There has to be accountability. What they did was wrong. And so I'm hoping somebody will pick up the banner here, because this has to happen." At the same time, Senator Mark Kelly was in town for an event for Tammy Baldwin. And Senator Kelly said, my attorney general has opened an investigation. Well, Governor Evers said, I'm hoping somebody will pick up the banner here. There's only one person who can pick up the banner here, and that is the attorney general, Josh Call. It's time, I think, to call Josh, he's a friend, and say, Josh, you got to prosecute these people. Some people say to me, Matt, it's can only be prosecuted by the federal government. That's not true. They're being prosecuted, the fake ones in Michigan, by the state attorney general. They're being prosecuted, about to be prosecuted in Georgia by Fannie Willis, who is not even an attorney general. She's a magnificent heroine who is under attack and racial attack by the Republican establishment in Georgia. They passed a law that said that they can yank her out of office for not doing her job. And she says, what do you mean? Are you kidding me? Not doing my job. Look what I'm doing. Well, you're not prosecuting possession of marijuana cases, and you said you won't prosecute a doctor if he performs an abortion. And she goes, hey, I'm prosecuting gang members. I'm prosecuting murderers, sexual assault. I'm prosecuting this election fraud case. I prosecute things in the order of their severity. She's doing it, about to do it. The court, the roads around the courthouse in Fulton County in Atlanta are now closed to traffic for very good reason. Something is going to occur probably this week, at worst next week. Why are we not prosecuting them in Wisconsin? There are 10 of them, a former Republican Party chairman, former office holder up in the Brown County area. Many of them are officers, either chairs or vice chairs of the congressional district Republican parties, a Midwest official for the Republican National Committee, Bob Spindell, on the Wisconsin Election Commission. And he was a fake elector. Why should fake electors in Michigan be prosecuted and in Georgia be prosecuted, but in Wisconsin not be prosecuted? That's not right. As Governor Evers said, what they did was wrong. And he's hoping that somebody will pick up the banner here, because this has to happen. I agree, but that has to be the attorney general. Some people say, well, maybe Jack Smith can just prosecute all of them. You know how many fake electors there are in the seven states? Because it was not just the six swing states. It was also New Mexico. There were, 80, 90 of them? What, he's supposed to have a criminal prosecution with Donald Trump and 80 or 90 other folks? You think that's going to be tried in May? You think each of their lawyers isn't going to try to delay it to get Trump back in the White House so he can pardon them? Are you kidding me? That's not how you fight something like this. What Jack Smith is doing is exactly right. He's magnificent. And he's paid a price. Had to sell his house, and he and his family are under 24-hour guard because Trump has launched a system of his supporters that resulted in death threats. That is what is occurring. It's very important to me, and I think to the governor and to everybody, that each of the states prosecute them under state law, because you can, and then leave Jack Smith alone to prosecute Trump as he's doing now. Go to the lines. Fred of Cottage Grove, my friend. Thanks for calling, Fred. What's in your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon. Simple question. Why aren't they going after Voss and Fitzgerald? Gableman. I mean, they just wasted millions of dollars of taxpayer money.
Right. You're right.
You know.
You're right. It's not getting done. Look, Fred, here's the deal. There's two ways to go after Voss and Gableman, but Voss also is the one who arranged for a room for the fraudulent electors. And his deposition's never been taken on that, his testimony. What did they, call him up and say, we're in a garden club. We want a room for garden. He knew what he was doing. There were emails going around saying, keep it quiet, shut up, keep it quiet. Whenever anybody tries to keep something quiet, there's some skullduggery going on. Fitzgerald, the new congressman at the time, about to be the congressman from the 5th Congressional District, was another one who facilitated the room. Ron Johnson had the Michigan State electors in his pocket, and according to paragraph 101 of the indictment, which I hadn't known before, he may have had the Wisconsin State electors, and he had his chief of staff contact Pence's chief of staff to try to get it to him. That is an overt act. He said, well, I was only in it for 3 seconds, and then I think he said a minute or whatever. If you commit a crime, doesn't matter if it takes you a year or a minute, you committed a crime. He, Ron Johnson, Voss, and Fitzgerald should be part of that. Now, with Gableman, what Fred is bringing up is really a sore spot with me. Let me tell you something. We talked about it a lot, but it's true. Gableman burned over $3 million, and a lot of it at the end was lawyers being paid fairly high hourly rates to defend him from his various fraudulent practices and his, during the litigation, what he would do. He would do things like he would not respond to demands for documents, that kind of thing. He would, at one point, he basically insulted the judge, said he thought he saw a female lawyer go back into the court, into the chambers of the judge, implying some impropriety, and it was false. The guy started out going into the Berlin Public Library and said, I don't know anything about elections, so I got to bone up. Well, he boned up at a fairly hefty hourly fee on a public computer. Then he went around the state looking for fraud and couldn't find any. And the only reason he got fired, Fred, is because he endorsed Voss's opponent in the primary, a totally unqualified 29-year-old from Voss's district. And Voss barely squeaked through because Trump had endorsed the primary opponent, because Voss did a lot of things that were skullduggery but would not agree to try to overturn the election. These are the clowns who are running our state legislature. Through gerrymandering, they're not legitimate. They're not legitimate. So you're right. Why was Gableman, frankly, not prosecuted? Why was Voss not prosecuted? For one thing, why weren't they demand made that they repay the $3 million to the taxpayers? I will bet that there's nobody listening to this broadcast who paid $3 million in state taxes last year. I will bet that. Whatever you paid went down the drain, and including what I paid went down the drain. And that's wrong. They're using taxpayer dollars as a slush fund to do whatever they want and then pay lawyers, Republican lawyers, out of our tax money. This is a fraud. The whole thing was a fraud. Done to try to appease Trump. Try to appease Trump. At the very least, a civil suit saying that Voss and the Republican Party, whoever they want, they can have their donors repay the taxpayers. The Republican Party should not be permitted to use taxpayer money as a slush fund without going through the appropriation process that Evers could veto. They just stick their hand in the old weasel sack. They go, well, we need $3 million. You know, Ginny, make sure a check's written. Well, sir, shouldn't we do that in an appropriation and then the governor can? No. Stick your hand in the weasel sack, pull out the cash. That's what these clowns are doing. Gotta be a prosecution. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Miami, Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Nice show. I'm for down. I am foot me down for flattened prostate to fake electors. That's pretty serious. You have to remember, though, Trump and the Republican Party, when Trump trashed a war hero by the name of John McCain, crickets, nothing said. And for the life of me, at the present communications out of Trump, they should be denounced. No way should a Republican Party put up with this. Death threats and all this other innuendo is put out there by Trump. But it's crickets again. So I don't know what else I can say, but this should be denounced. So, and it isn't. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, Paul, here's the thing. You're a principal guy. You remember Republican Party that I remember, probably older than you, but you remember Dwight Eisenhower, the guy that won the Second World War in Europe, the guy, president, stand-up guy. He would not have permitted all this stuff. Reagan, I disagree with him on a lot of stuff, but this didn't happen under Reagan. There weren't death threats. There weren't insults to veterans. John McCain spent about 5 years in a North Vietnamese jail cell. They call it the Hanoi Hilton. He was tortured. They found him. He was flying a bomber over Vietnam, shot it down, and he was unconscious with broken bones in a jungle path. It's quite amazing that a tiger didn't get him, because some of our guys over there who wounded, that's what happened. So he's lying there, and a bunch of the VCs, the Viet Cong, Victor Charlie, come along, and they get him, beat the hell out of him, even though he had broken bones. He had a wife and kids back home. Spent 5 years there. At one point, they found out that his father was Admiral McCain, who was the commanding officer of the Third Fleet. The Third Fleet, the fleets are odd-numbered in the Pacific, even-numbered in the Atlantic. So I was initially assigned to the Second Fleet, which guards the coast of the United States, then the Sixth Fleet in the Med, going after the Ruskies. But in the Third Fleet, that was what was over in Vietnam. So they had him, they had the admiral's son, and they thought that they would use it as a psychological ploy. What they did was they offered to release McCain. And then they could say to everybody and demoralize them that, well, he was a big guy. You know what McCain said? He said, I'm not going till every Navy guy, every Marine or whoever was there, is released first. And he spent 2 more years getting beaten up. And this clown, Trump, bone spurs, who chickened out of the Vietnam War and chickened out of the military, says he doesn't like guys who are captured. Hey, McCain didn't run away and get captured. He was lying unconscious with broken bones shot out of the sky. He's damn lucky he wasn't eaten by a tiger. The VC got him, Victor Charlie, they got him, tortured him and beat the hell out of him for 5 years. And the clown Trump, who is a traitor with Putin, he's not for America, insulted him, and not a single member of the Republican Party stood up for John McCain. Not a single member. Not a single member. Going to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bob.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 55 overnight under partly cloudy skies. North winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs level off around 83 tomorrow. Lots of sunshine. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows around 58. Temperatures near average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 57.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Do not hang up. Get you in order. Kurt of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Kurt. What's in your mind today?
Yes, with Voss and the other knucklehead. I see that as money laundering.
Right.
They stole the taxpayer dollars. Nothing was justified. Why don't they go after for money laundering?
You know, that's a very good question. Money laundering is a term of art in which wouldn't be the correct term, but there's a similar thing. Money laundering would be that you give it as a fake purpose or something, and then you run it through a company. But what happened here was, and this is something, I mean, you could look at criminally, quite frankly, if there's going to be an expenditure by the legislature, they should do it as an appropriation. That means the minority party can object. We would have objected. We wouldn't have won. They would have passed it. They said a budget of $3 million or $4 million for doing this. But then it would have gone to Evers. Evers would have vetoed it. Once Evers vetoed it, they did not have a veto-proof majority in the Assembly then, and I don't think they even had one in the Senate at that time. I may be wrong on that one, but they certainly didn't in the Assembly, and it wouldn't have gone through. But what they do is the Speaker goes, and my question to him would be, how wide is your discretion, do you think? You go in the old piggy bank? Listen, I asked if anybody out there had paid $3 million in state taxes this year. I'll up the ante. Is anybody out there has paid $3 million in state taxes entire life? I haven't, and I don't think anybody listening has either. Every tax dollar you paid went down the drain. You personally went down the drain. So what do we do about that? Well, he was not prosecuted, and I don't know that I call it money laundering. But what I would say is this, that they, frankly, it's theft. I mean, everybody comes up with these fancy legal terms. When you take money that you're not entitled to, it's theft. He did it for a political purpose. He claims he didn't, that it was election integrity. Okay, election integrity, then have it go through the integrity process, which means an appropriation and so forth. But, and not only that, why isn't the Republican Party paying for that? Why isn't one of their donors? Why isn't a Koch brother or the guy from Illinois or the woman from Beloit? Why aren't they paying for this? Why are you paying for this? Why am I paying for this? But I like the call. It was a very good call. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mark. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, thanks again for taking my call, Matt. It points out that there was no evidence of any kind of systematic fraud in the state of Wisconsin at all. That we knew that before the Gableman quote unquote investigation ever started. We know that for a fact that there was not substantial fraud in our state's election, and there has never been. That at least in my lifetime, that which now is stretching back, you know, to the late Eisenhower administration. But that it is just disgusting that this happened. And the question that came to my mind with kind of the meltdown that our Supreme Court conservatives are having these days, it struck me is that I'm wondering if any of them, the conservatives, have voted to overturn Wisconsin's election, which is just a complete violation of the people's right to have their vote counted. I wonder if they were aware of the meeting that was going to be going on that day, that where the fake electors are going to meet. And thankfully, Brian Hagedorn did the right thing and showed integrity and voted against overturning the will of the people. But for the three conservatives that voted for overturning the will of the people for that election, for a valid election, that under Article 14 of the U.S. Constitution, Section 2, that which also incorporated into Wisconsin state law, I think it's 775 in state election law, that the 14th Amendment is part of it, but they voted to overturn the will of the people so they could get the fake electors in there. And right. That I just wonder if I'm being unjust, you know, heaven help me, but I mean, I just can't help but think that be suspicious in this particular case, seeing how wide-ranging that conspiracy was at this point in time, because it wasn't just a handful of people here in the state of Wisconsin. It was across the country. It was a coordinated effort, you know, on behalf of many, many people. Now, and Ron Johnson had, it looks like he had both Wisconsin and Michigan in his grubby little hands, and he wouldn't have his staffer actually contact the staff or the staff of the vice president if he was not involved in this whole thing. So it goes beyond, oh, I just involved with it for a second. Well, that points out to me that a willingness right. to commit the crime.
Right. No, excellent call. No, you're absolutely right. And you're alluding to the state Supreme Court. There's an article in the paper today that apparently now that we have four justices with it, and now that we have Janet Protasiewicz, that they're beginning to take control back. The Chief Justice Annette Ziegler was voted on as Chief Justice for a 2-year term in April after Protasiewicz won. But Rogensack, the outgoing justice whom Protasiewicz replaced, voted along with the other three Republicans to stick Ziegler in for 2 more years and hamstring the court. Now, they haven't asked me. They have not asked me for my personal opinion. My legal opinion would be, that was a fraudulent election. They should not have been able to lock her in for 2 more years, because Ziegler was one of the ones that voted not to certify Joe Biden. When you knew you had somebody who had just won but wouldn't take office till August 1, and you use a vote 4-3 to do it of someone who wasn't going to be on the court after August 1, and you're trying to tie it up for 2 years, I would throw her out and then vote for a new Chief Justice. And then if she brought a lawsuit, okay, good luck. Good luck. The Supreme Court would have to be the one that resolved it. I think they decided, because they are better politicians than I am, and I say that in an admiring sense, they decided instead of doing it that way, they would form a committee of 3 people, and it would be Ziegler and then the 2 of the other liberal judges, and they would basically discharge a lot of the functions of the chief judge. So Ziegler can go around saying she's chief judge, but when it comes time to doing stuff that would really affect the judiciary and perhaps hurt our democracy, she'll be outvoted 2-1. Then in April, 2 years from now, April of 25, there'll be a new election for chief judge, and I can assure you it'll be a different chief judge. So a lot of this stuff is going on in the background. What I am very, very heartened by is that at least at the Supreme Court level, we have 4 judges, and I would include Brian Hagedorn, make it 5 judges, because Brian Hagedorn is a Republican. I might differ with him on some issues, but Brian Hagedorn stood tall when it was time to say who is going to be certified, and I'm sure he voted for Trump. So what? He goes, well, you know, this is the way it is. And he did the right thing. So anyway, I think that the Supreme Court now is in good hands. Coming to the end of the show. Great show as always. Great caller. Stand by for another great show. Dom and Crute, Devil's Advocate. Dom and Crute. Matt Flynn Direct. Be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Baugh.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic.